clearing out ahead of a hurricane.
I don't really want to take no chances.
17 years after 9/11.
They died together, and that's certainly sacred ground.
Protest over police shooting.
When the hell do we got our stand your ground?
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Hurricane Florence looms in the Atlantic Ocean. It's a Category 4 storm with top sustained winds of 130 miles an hour. It's weakened just a bit. Forecasters have it on a track to make landfall in North Carolina late Thursday or early Friday. Emergency supplies in parts of the Carolinas are now in short supply.
Right now we're looking for water. We've been to Walmart and the shelves are clear. Then we stopped at Walgreens, the shelves were clear.
Coastal residents are making final preparations before heading inland as the big storm closes in.
Taping up the windows before throwing boards over them, making sure that top seals and side seals on the windows are nice and caulked.
CBS's David Bagno begins our team coverage.
In Oak Island, North Carolina, the imminent threat from Hurricane Florence is forcing most people to board up their homes and leave town.
Over the years, I have seen the damage that these storms can do.
As always, some people living along the coast are planning to ride out the hurricane.
Everything I own is here. I have to be here.
In Portsmouth, Virginia, the Coast Guard issued a stern warning. Get out, or we might not be able to save you.
I'm Jim Crisul in Lumberton, North Carolina. This area of southeastern North Carolina was swamped by floodwaters from Hurricane Matthew 2 years ago, and there's fear the same could happen again with Hurricane Florence. Coastal areas of the Carolinas are under evacuation orders. East Carolina University and the University of North Carolina Wilmington have canceled classes for the rest of the week. CBS's Mark Strassman is up the coast in Kitty Hawk on North Carolina's Outer Banks.
We are now officially under a hurricane watch here as of a couple of hours ago. An estimated 50,000 residents and visitors have been evacuated from Cape Hatteras, about 40 miles south of here. As we headed here last night, there was a steady flow of cars heading north, people leaving the area. Heavy equipment was also out building massive sand dunes as a wall of defense against the storm surge that's expected up and down the coast. Officials with the National Hurricane Center warn Florence is expected to linger over the Carolinas once it makes landfall. That increases the threat of major flooding for miles inland, along with a possibility of widespread power outages.
In Hawaii, the concern is Tropical Storm Olivia. It's in the Pacific, a few hundred miles east of Hilo. Governor David Ige.
We do expect strong wind in addition to rain and flooding as potential risk. High surf and storm surge.
Forecasters say that storm could dump more than a foot of rain on the Big Island. Now to New York City, 17 years after the 9/11 attacks. WCBS Radio's Sean Adams will be there when they read the names of the people who died in the World Trade Center's Twin Towers.
Fog and mist hover over the waterfalls that mark the footprints of the World Trade Center towers. It is a gray morning except for the colorful bouquets of flowers left next to names etched in bronze. Joe Quinn comes every year to honor his brother Jimmy, who worked for Cantor Fitzgerald.
It's become like this solemn family reunion.
17 years later, the death toll continues to rise. First responders stricken with cancer from toxic World Trade Center dust. The CDC estimates 400,000 people were exposed.
I'm Cammie McCormick at the Pentagon, where earlier this morning a large American flag was unfurled shortly after sunrise along the west side of the Pentagon. Vice President Pence will join military officials here to remember the 184 people who died when one of the hijacked planes slammed into this building. President Trump will be attending the ceremony in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Our Stephen Portnoy will also be there.
Mr. Trump's visit to the quiet rolling hills of western Pennsylvania will mark the first time a president has traveled to Shanksville since 2011. He'll preside over the dedication of the Tower of Voices, the 93-foot spire of wind chimes, each one created to sound different from the other. Represents the 40 passengers and crew of United Flight 93.
A new airport facial recognition security system is getting some bad reviews. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
The TSA's Melissa Conley says the biometric verification system will replace fumbling for that boarding pass.
You just walk up to the camera, pose for a photo, and you're off on your way.
It comes as Congress has mandated facial verification for people entering and leaving the U.S., but an ACLU test found the system incorrectly ID 28 nominate members of Congress as people with criminal histories. The false match is likelier with people of color. Democratic Senator Ed Markey is white, but he was misidentified too.
They're actually accelerating the deployment of this technology without first telling Americans what the protections are.
Markey and Republican Senator Mike Lee pushing for the rollout to be halted until privacy rules can be put in place.
There was anger last night in the streets of Dallas.
I didn't know both of them, but I know both.
It's about the fatal shooting of a black man in his apartment by a white police officer. Amber Geiger says she went into Botham Jean's place thinking it was hers. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Dallas.
Attorneys for Jean's family say two witnesses told them details that contradict Geiger's account.
They heard knocking down the hallway, followed by a woman's voice that they believe to be Officer Geiger saying, "Let me in, let me in."
The family's attorneys say one of the witnesses then heard gunshots, followed by a man's voice.
"Oh my God, why did you do that?"
The New York Times reports the Trump administration is poised to make it easier for energy companies to release methane into the air. The EPA wants to weaken an Obama-era requirement that made companies monitor and repair methane leaks from oil and gas wells. Energy companies say the rules are costly. President Trump's tweets this morning indicate he's watching Fox News. His son, Donald Jr., was on ABC's Good Morning America, suggesting the anonymous New York Times op-ed from an administration official critical of the president has weakened his father's trust.
"I think there are people in there that he can trust. It's just it's a much smaller group than I would like it to be."
It's 11 years in prison for a Canadian man who was convicted of bilking 60,000 U.S. residents in a telemarketing scheme. Mark Wilson, convicted in L.A. of selling non-existent credit card protection. A superstar singer is in the midst of yet another health struggle.
You better shape up.
Olivia Newton-John says she's been diagnosed with cancer for a third time. The 69-year-old says doctors discovered a tumor at the base of her spine. She's already undergone radiation treatment and is also going natural with cannabis oil. She's hoping growing cannabis for personal medicinal use becomes legal in her native Australia, like it has been in California. The four-time Grammy winner was diagnosed with breast cancer in 1992, and it was found in her shoulder in 2013. Matt Piper, CBS News.
An Oregon man who had just begun serving a 50-year prison sentence is now free. Charges have been dismissed. The sexual abuse case against Joshua Homer unraveled when holes were poked in his accuser's testimony. For one thing, she claimed he shot and killed her dog. The dog was found alive with no wounds. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.